When the initiative was announced in 2013, the focus was on jobs. Damon College would create a certificate program in visual effects in partnership with a new company, and the program's graduates would go straight to work there. Here's Damon College President Gary Olson.
It will help build a workforce development pipeline, as you heard, between community colleges, Damon colleges, and the new visual effects post-production industry that's taking root here.
The partnership received $4.5 million in Buffalo Billion funding. The company, Empire Visual Effects, has committed to creating 150 new jobs, but few of those jobs have materialized so far. Out of more than 50 people who completed Damon's certificate program, only 6 currently have full-time jobs at Empire Visual Effects. That's left many graduates of the program feeling misled, like Sonia Slother, who completed the program in 2014. An experienced graphic designer, she loved the classes. She and the other students learned how to create the kinds of visual effects you see in so many movies and TV shows, like changing the background of certain scenes or editing out the safety wires used during stunts. Slother started working for the company several months after graduation. The governor had promised good-paying, high-tech jobs. Instead, Slother worked freelance for $12 an hour, sometimes up to 30 hours a week, and sometimes not at all.
You would just stay by the phone and wait till the next job came in.
She didn't make enough working at Empire to pay back the $5,250 she had paid Damon in tuition.
We have 2 teenage sons that are in high school, so, I mean, $5,000 is a lot of money just to throw away.
Looking back, Slother said the way the program was presented was misleading. At one point, a page about the certificate on Damon's website said, quote, "Successful completion of this certificate will translate immediately into a job opportunity with Empire Visual Effects." That page was later changed and no longer says anything about jobs. Laura Summer, a professor and department head at Damon, who's in charge of the program, said the college never said it could guarantee anyone a job, only job opportunities. One reason graduates like Slother struggle to get work is that Empire itself hasn't been growing as fast as anticipated. The company committed to creating 150 jobs by 2019, but currently has just 12 full-time employees. That's down from 25 in early 2014. I asked Ben Picari, Empire's managing partner, about the shortfall.
How confident are you that that 150 number is still feasible?
We're definitely confident. We're definitely pushing to make that happen.
Justin Kyle, one of the company's full-time employees, balanced working at Empire with another job at a landscaping company for about 6 months before he was offered a full-time position.
It was a little bit insane, but I think it was worth it too.
When the state funding was announced, officials said the program would encourage other visual effects companies to move to Western New York, helped by Governor Cuomo's expansion of a tax credit for post-production work done upstate. Here's Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy back in 2013.
It is going to be a magnet for drawing these post-production companies and jobs up here to Buffalo and Western New York.
But so far, that hasn't happened, leaving graduates of Damon's program who can't get enough work at Empire with few other options to work in the industry here in Buffalo.
It was very disappointing to have, you know, like the hype of, oh, this is going to bring great industry into Western New York and it's going to open up new doors for everybody. And that's pretty much where it stopped.
That's Stephen Shackelford, who started working part-time at Empire while he was taking classes at Damon. He said the work was steady at first, but dried up soon after he graduated. Now, he works at a restaurant in Niagara Falls.
There wasn't an adequate return for the time and money and effort put into the program.
Damon suspended the program last year to retool the curriculum and relocate facilities from the Tri-Main building in North Buffalo to the college's Amherst campus. Classes will resume in the fall. For WBFO News, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.